afternoon newsline. Daniel Davis, and he owns Davis Construction, a partner of KRDO's. Daniel, we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes of your time to shed some light on how we deal with those pesky door knockers whenever there's a storm.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's amazing to me that the day after the storm, not even 24 hours, I pull in the area for repeat customers, and there's the Oklahoma and Texas plates, the 800 numbers, you know, and I really encourage the public. It seems we talk about this every year. I really encourage the public, the community to know who they're dealing with. You know, if they have an 888 or an 800 number, or, you know, their plates don't say Colorado, it's probably a good indication that they're from out of town. You know, the best way to avoid that is just doing some good visual assessment, you know, and asking for some brick and mortar. Maybe stop by their office and see if they're actually here in Colorado Springs working.
You know, and I've seen some of those companies go as far as to rent space in office buildings to make themselves look like they've set down roots, and they will be gone in about 2, maybe 3 months at the very most, once they've done the business they came to try to do. How usual is it for established local companies to do business by knocking on doors, especially after a storm?
I know that I've never participated in that activity. If I can't generate, a presence in this city, that's a good indication. If they're knocking, they're probably not from around here. That means they haven't, invested in their company for, advertising to get their name and number out there. It's very uncommon for local companies to participate in that type of activity.
That just kind of helps make the hole smaller in my filter for that kind of stuff, Daniel. What's the come on? Why is it that these guys are able to roll into a community like ours after something like the hailstorms we just suffered and be able to even get any business from people?
It really boils down to the public. They try to use the scare tactics and, oh my God, you got to, hail damage. And here's the thing is that the storm in 18 did knock some holes through, but listen, the local companies that are here in town can and provide temporary services, which the insurance company will provide. You don't even have to pay up front for that, because when you bill and work with a local company, they'll provide you with temporary services. If you do happen to have a leak as a result of the storm, I don't think that this storm has created this unless it's broke out skylights. But once again, this is something that you can bill to the insurance in the back end. We can provide tarps and things of that to cover that up.
And Daniel, that's the other thing is, we're dealing with insurance companies. The claims can be complex. The insurance companies have just been nailed and nailed and nailed over the last 3 and 4 years here in the state to the tune of billions of dollars. And some are even pulling out of the area, not writing insurance. Then there's the money piece of this. These door knocker guys are going to want money from you up front. Do you give it to them?
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Until some type of service has been rendered, I wouldn't do that. If once the shingles are on the roof, if they wanted something for the materials that arrived on the job site, something now that's tangible, that you have something to hold on to, then, that might be a consideration. I know that there are some local companies, which is a good business practice. I've loaded the roof, I've provided material, I got men on site, and maybe there's a deposit required. But just handing people money, I'm going to tell you right now, I love what I do. I love this business. I've been doing it for 27 years. And nothing perturbs me more than these people that come in and take advantage of the public, and more commonly than not, it's the elderly, and they hand over this money and they never see them again.
And that is the part we want to avoid. So what is the takeaway from our visit today, Daniel?
Deal local, deal local, deal local. I tell all the people all the time, listen, I don't want all the work. I can't handle all the work, but please just do it with a local established company.
Daniel Davis, the owner and founder of Davis Construction, a KRDO partner. Daniel, thank you for giving us a couple of minutes and a lot of wisdom here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted.